Blog Talk Radio.
Again, I'm tired mentioning it, but it's important I talk about it because other artists are going through it, and I said it before. And I probably will have to say it again. I did not authorize anyone to use my songs on anyone's songs, other songs, okay? I did not authorize anyone to use my songs for samples or for other artists or for movies, definitely not, you know, porn movies, oh no, or anything, or any movies, unless they get permission, you know, it's, you know, because I wrote that song. I wrote it, whether I wrote lyrics or music, I wrote it. So I own that song. So since I own it, no one can use it without my permission. Unfortunately, I bring this up because they're criminals or whatever. I won't call them criminals, but, well, they are because they harassed me and targeted me, have made statements that were either, you know, whatever they said. They said that they use my songs for porn movies. Now, that grossed me out because I don't allow that. Or use my songs for rap, use my songs for other artists in the industry. They said they had ownership of my songs. They can't. Remember, my songs are copyrighted and they're published. I had those songs on the U.S. copyright for years, so that's the ownership part. My name is legally Dove Knight. I bring this up because some people say that's my alter ego or that's my legal name by court order. So it's really sad. These African-American, Latino, white hoodlums in my neighborhood and others are up to no good. If they use my song, they committed copyright infringement, possibly a crime if my signature is on anything. It's a crime. You can go to jail for using someone else's signature in the state of California. It really is sad because I had to talk about this because I spent over 30 years of struggle, had no recognition, and somebody who don't write, who is, I consider, a heinous person, an evil person, who have no talent, just come into the situation, they didn't pay their dues, and didn't have, think they have a right to use my songs and make a lot of money off of it. What do you think of that person? That person's trash. That person belongs in prison. That person's evil. I learned evil from my own family, which unfortunately is a different topic. And that's why I have nothing to do with them. They steal, they rob. Unfortunately, I had a very bad life. And I have so much talent and I'm such a good person. But I came across some of the most dangerous African-American, white, Latino, Asian people on this planet. You know, this is Hollywood. And in this situation, these individuals have repeatedly said things that were fraudulent and can't happen. And if they use my material, they committed a legal violation. I hope this don't scare people when I say this because I know that when I talk about this, people say, I'm pushing people away from the industry who I could work with. No, I'm not. Because in my situation, I was concerned about ID theft. Because one of these people may have impersonated or said that they're me, said that they're Dove Knight. And you have to know who the real Dove Knight is. I have a distinct voice. I'm very, very tall. And if this person is not me, that's a phony person. I had troubles with ID theft. I don't know why I'm dealing with this, but one thing I do know, I own my material. I would never let anyone use it without my authorization. I have said that I have never received any money from any songs because I never gave permission to anyone to use my songs for anything. They can't use it for video games. They can't use it for movies. They can't use it for any type of commercial transaction. My name is Dove Knight legally by law. It is a legal name. You cannot use my name on any documents because that's a crime. If you want to use my name, I'm a very nice guy. All you have to do is contact me and say, hi, Dove me. You contact the real Dove Knight. You know I'm on Twitter. You see the guy with the glasses. I'm going to take those glasses off eventually, but right now I choose not to. That's who I am on stage, and that's my stage personnel. You see Dove Knight spread over my face. You see Dove Knight, the black hat with the glasses. That is me. It's not anyone else. If anyone say that they're Dove Knight, check their identification and see if they have a BMI. You should check the databases before you use a song. Check if it's on BMI. Check the U.S. Copyright Office. That's the most important thing. Because we know that people don't want to use songs that could get them in legal trouble or get them in prison. That's too big of a risk for any artist to go through or anybody to use a song. Yes, in the music business there have been several lawsuits. But you need to be aware that when you hear my pop songs or my metal songs or rock songs, that you know who you're dealing with because this is legal. Again, I did not authorize anyone to use my songs for any matter. And they can't be used unless you contact me. Another point of this is that some of these same individuals, hoodlums in my neighborhood, which illustrates a stereotypical criminal looking to steal, rob, harass, commit fraud, even people from, I'm at Erie County, who I don't want nothing to do with. 85, MLK, I don't want nothing to do with that, people like that. All they do is know how to steal, rob, to commit some kind of harm. And these people are no exception. They have said that they're going to sue people. They said they own my songs. They do not. U.S. Copyright Office Publishing, you own the song. I told that to my songwriting friend who's a very good songwriter. He's with BMI or some people in ASCAP, whatever. I told him to copyright his songs and register them to protect those songs. That is basic common sense. I hope I don't have to talk about this no more. Because I don't want to end up in a court, but I might have to. Because some dangerous, low-life, evil garbage of a person used my song who didn't earn it. They didn't spend 30 years. They didn't write the song in the studio. They didn't go on stage. They're not me. They're doing it for money. They're evil. And there's no way I can forgive them for using my material. I consider them, they should be, in my opinion, put in prison. But good people, legal people, most people don't do that. So I apologize for bringing it up again. It does happen a lot in the industry, but I don't want my songs to be stolen or someone taking credit for something I've written. I wouldn't do that to another artist. I know my friend wrote songs. I ain't gonna never take credit for him. No way. I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to be rational. So, but I think that some people in the industry and some people are not aware of this. They look at a song and say, get a tape or a cassette or a CD or hear something, and they think they can just go ahead and use it without knowing the ramifications of crime and illegal. I think there's quite a few people who are like that. They need to be aware that they're setting themselves to go to jail or prison or a lawsuit. You want to go to a lawsuit because you stole something that they didn't write? They didn't earn it. If they earned it, they would have wrote it. Or if they gotten permission from the artist, then that's a different story. If you want them anything for a buck, uh-uh. American greed. I don't want to deal with that. When I hear these people make excuses, they look at me and say, oh, well, I need to just make sure I get a good job or stay in law school, all that stuff, or I ain't going to make it. They're a monster. I consider them a monster, a psycho, a sociopath. they'll be in prison sooner or later. They're evil. They have no respect for my music or respect for life. I don't want to deal with that kind of trash. And they will steal and use my song and think they have a right because they want to make some money. Well, go to jail for it. Be liable for it. Be known as a thief all over the world. You don't want to deal with people like that. But for me, I dealt with a lot of it, unfortunately. I was a victim of crime. I had a very bad life. But one thing I do know, I have to do the legal route. If I wrote a song, I have to own it. So I know I was in that studio and I was involved in that production. I paid out of my pocket for those pop songs. I Really Want to Be With You, Hollywood Dreams Come True, Part 2. It was paid out of my pocket or played on my own on the keyboard in my own home. Paid out of my pocket means I owned it. Writing the lyrics, which I was involved, the music, means I'm a songwriter. I own it. So in order to I own it legally. I own it legitimately, but to own it legally, I have to go to the U.S. Copyright Office. That's the most high, that's the protection. And I have to get ink publishing. I don't like talking about this stuff. I hope I may have to talk about it again. But what they say out their mouths shows how slimy and dangerous they really are. I learned that from my own family on both sides. Unfortunately, I came from a situation in my neighborhood, nothing but evil. And I'm going to try to be as good as possible. I can't deal with no evil human being who wouldn't take credit for something they didn't earn or wrote. I wrote that song. I have rights to it. However, I'm very rational. Someone want to use it, just ask me. If not, thank you. Because I'm not going to do that to somebody else. There are songs I want to sing that are by big artists. And you know what? I have to get permission. I have to give them credit. I was going to do Fool in the Rain. I might do that. I don't know. I'll cover. I know it's going to go to Led Zeppelin. They're going to get credit because that's their song. They wrote it. I can't say that I wrote something, that sing something, and then think I wrote something that they made that they made famous. I can't do that. Good day, good night from Death Knight.